Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 259. 259. 259. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, that bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's net. Mind I return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, those anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I listen to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear. To him whose truth and faithfulness engage the way, soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. May I thy consolation share, till from all peace that's lofty high, I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shall while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For our family altar this evening, we shall look into Psalms 56. Psalms 56, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, I read, "Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me all day long, an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" 5. All day long they injure my cause, and their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape. In wrath, cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. Verse 10. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. Verse 11. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. 13. For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. So this, again, Psalms 56, it is also written to the choir master. And this is a midterm of David when the Philistines at that time seize him in the land of Gath. So here, David, in this psalm, he mentions about a few times that he trusted in God. That when he says to trust, is not only trust him, but more importantly, he believed and totally depended upon the Lord God. So from this experience of David, we can see that indeed, trusting in God is definitely beneficial, for he will enable us to be able to face the enemies and not to be afraid. First of all, we see the enemy, the long-term enemy that David faced. For at that time, David was facing a difficulty that was long-term, a long-term enemy. That's why in verse 1, it says, all day long an attacker oppresses me. And then in verse 2, my enemies trample on me all day long. So this tells us that the enemies would not let him go. Every time trying to look for an opportunity to harm him, or even to end his life or destroy him. And then in verse 5, all day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. So David had to rely upon the Lord to be able to receive this freedom. Therefore, he came to look. They want to look for faults against him. And even if they are not able, they will just liken to the evil spirit who will continue to possess the person, just like seeking after the enemy. So in this type of situation, we can see David actually experienced that it was useful for him to trust in God. So that's why in verse 2, he says that these enemies is not only small in number, but it is also there are many of them who came. Let's see verse 2. Psalms 56 verse 2, my enemies. So here we can see, my enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. And then in verse 7, for their crime will they escape, in wrath cast down the peoples, O God. So here we can see that those who oppose him, the number was many. Until the extent even all the people from the foreigners also came to do the same thing to oppose this matter. So similarly today, we can also see that the people of the world also will try ways and means, even gather themselves against the enemy to fight against one another. So when happens all these things, this we can see very clearly the heart of men. So all the more when David saw this type of situation, he trusted in the Lord and he found that it was indeed useful to trust him. Not only were there many in number that came to attack him, but they were attacking from all corners using all ways and means. That's why in verse 1, he says, an attacker oppresses me. And they also trample upon him, and all day long they oppress him. And then in verse 5, they also use words against him. They also speak against him to injure his cause. Their thoughts are against him. And then in verse 6, They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited for my life. So we can see that the enemy at that time, they try to make use of a lot of ways and means to come and try to harm him, even to put him to death. Therefore, indeed, at that time, David was facing a very great crisis, and everywhere there was a trap for him that an able man cannot be able to overcome. So only in this type of situation, in this background, that we can see that David testified that indeed it is important to trust in God. So indeed, if we trust in God, it is indeed useful. So when we say we trust in God, what is the usefulness? Let's see a few points. Let's see verse 4. The first point is in verse 4 and verse 11. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to you? Similar statement we see verse 10 and also 11. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, 11. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? So at that time, David repeatedly says, I trust in the Lord, I will not be afraid. He mentioned this in verses 4 and also verses 11, the similar statement. So in this type of frightening situation, no, we are not to be afraid. So this is indeed a great blessing. It is indeed so precious. And then furthermore, he says, what can flesh do to me? Verse 11, what can man do to me? So at that time, David had already experienced that when he trusted in the Lord, all those who oppose him, they will not be able to succeed because the Lord will be there to help them. Secondly, God will remember. Let's see verse 8. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? So as man is striving, we can see that the Lord remembers. So David knows that the Lord knows everything. Just as what we say, that the Lord God today that we worship is a God who knows all things. He is omniscient. He is also all-present. And all the more, He is almighty. So David had experienced this, and he knows that the Lord will remember his suffering. Just as when the people of Israel were in the wilderness at that time, when they were in Egypt at that time, the scripture tells us that the Lord remembered this. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2 from verses 23 to 25. Exodus chapter 2 verses 23 to 25. During those days, those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God. 24. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. So here it tells us that God heard, God remembered, God saw, and God also knew. So this is the Lord God that we worship. That's why at that time, he had raised Moses for them to deliver them out of the land of Egypt. Then we see chapter 3, Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 onwards. Let's see chapter 3, verse 7. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. 8. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a land, to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Verse 9. And now, behold, the cry of the people has come to me, and I've also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. So indeed, this is the reason why the Lord remembers. So the Lord has raised for them Moses to deliver the people of Israel out of the land of slavery that was the land of Egypt. So David, similarly here, he also knows that the Lord knows everything. The Lord remembers his suffering. So the Lord also knows the suffering, the encounters of the people. But the Lord will not just turn around and not care about this. Even though we may be wandering outside, we have a home that we cannot return. But the Lord knows, even though we shed a lot of tears, but yet the Lord will always remember. No matter how much we have sleepless nights over this problem and difficulty, God knows, God remembers. If God knows, God remembers, this is more than sufficient. For the Lord knows that all your suffering, you are not suffering in vain. Thirdly, so in the midst of this suffering, what did David do? Let's see verse 4. Verse 4. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, who I shall not be afraid. Then we continue to see verse 10. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. So in the midst of this difficulty, he still continued to trust in the Lord, to praise the Lord God. He continued to bring praises to the Lord because he trusted in the Lord. So this enabled him to praise the Lord and to enable all his sufferings to be turned into a form of joy. Even though at that time, we can see that difficulties are always there. But when it happens, we are to look at it from a positive angle, that more importantly, in this situation, we are able to find a way out. We'll be able to make this joy of the suffering of ours as a form of joy. So that if not, when we are being oppressed, when we are being in difficulty, we feel even more. So today, this is also just as what David has encountered, that he was not in despair, he was not in sorrow, but he continually trusted in God. So today, dear brothers and sisters, we must trust in God, to just like David here, to learn to trust in Him, to trust in Him, for He, the Lord God that we trust, is one who loves you and me. So dear brothers and sisters, as just now we have also sung in the hymn 259, Sweet Hour of Prayer. So we entrust all these matters, all these difficulties that we have into the hands of Almighty God. And now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray for the church, we pray for our brothers and sisters. And even though now we are facing this pandemic, and we believe one day it will pass, but yet we still thank God we have this peace, we have this joy in our Lord Jesus. Let's now, in the name of Jesus, in one accord, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. God bless.